Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa an Umar bin Khattab radhiyallahu anhu qala qadima Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bisabyin fa idza imra'atun min as-sabyi tas'a idz wajadat sabiyan fi as-sabyi akhadathu fa azzaqathu bi batniha fa ardha'athu fa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam aturawna hadhihi al-mar'ah tarihatan waladaha fi an-nar قلنا لا والله فقال لله أرحم بعباده من هذه بولدها متفق عليه. حضرت عمر بن خطاب رضي الله عنه narrates that some prisoners were brought to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this happened after the conquest of Makkah when the Muslims had fought the Hawazin tribe. So some of the enemy were taken as captives, and amongst those prisoners was a woman. فَإِذَا مْرَأَةٌ مِنَ السَّبْيِ تَسْحَى. And she was running to and fro. She had lost her child, so she was frantically running up and down looking for her child. Whenever she found any child amongst the prisoners or amongst those captives, then she would grab the child and place the child onto her chest and breastfeed the child. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba were there. And obviously, it's very important to understand also that the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he treated the prisoners very, very kindly. And we had discussed this previously also, that they would not punish them or torture them by any means, and they would in fact free them. But because this war took place, now these people were taken as captives, and this is the incident they see, that this woman, she is feeding any child she sees, and showing love and affection. So Rasulullah SAW asked the Sahaba, do you think that this woman will throw her child in any fire? She's showing so much of mercy and love and affection and compassion to this child. Do you think that she will throw this child and get rid of this child and harm this child? قُلْنَا لَا وَاللَّهِ. Sahaba said, oh Allah, by Allah's qasam, never. She will never do such a thing. She's showing so much of love for this child, so much of mercy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then mentioned, "Lallahu arhamu bi'ibadihi." Allah has even more mercy for all His servants than this woman has for her child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got so much more compassion and mercy for all of us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to throw us into any fire. Allah does not want us to go to Jahannam. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah gain in punishing us if we're making shukr to Allah Ta'ala and we've got iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So again, these ahadith gives us hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lama khalaqallahu al-khalq katab fi kitabin fahuwa indahu fawq al-arsh inna rahmati taghribu ghadabi wa fi riwayatin ghalabat ghadabi wa fi riwayatin sabaqat ghadabi muttafaqun alayhi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation, then Allah ta'ala wrote on the arsh. What did Allah write? Inna rahmati taghribu ghadabi. Verily, my mercy overpowers my anger. One narration, my mercy has overpowered my anger. My mercy has surpassed my anger. From this we can understand, Allah could have chosen to write on His arsh anything else. But Allah shows us the quality of His being, Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah's mercy is such that it supersedes His anger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates different opportunities for us to turn to Allah, to beg from His forgiveness. And Allah is prepared to forgive us. Allah showers us with His mercy. May Allah continue to do this to us, right till we pass away, and in the qabr, and on the day of qiyamah, when every person will be running to and fro out of fear of azab and punishment. But on that day, a person will be fortunate to be under the mercy and under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.